News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Let's turn to those plans for a €10 million traffic-free plaza at Dublin's College Green being turned down by On Board Planála. Owen Keegan, Chief Executive of Dublin City Council, your reaction to this decision?
Well, my own reaction, and I suspect the reaction of the majority of members of City Council who supported this proposal, is one of acute disappointment at the decision not to approve both College Green Plaza and the associated traffic management changes. Personally, I think it's a very bad decision for Dublin. It has denied Dublin the prospect of a world-class plaza, but I also think there's a risk. It condemns Dublin to having a highly and increasingly congested city core. That won't work for Lewis, it won't work for buses, it won't work for pedestrians, and it won't work for businesses.
Do you understand the concerns of the planning inspector, which were basically upheld by the board itself? She said the effects on the bus system were likely to be significantly negative in the light of the scale of the rerouting of buses. And she basically said that the critical importance of bus transport and its future role in facilitating modal shift from public car usage would be affected by this plaza. You're a former director of traffic. Did you understand the concerns?
I do, and that's precisely why we should have gone ahead, built the plaza and the traffic management changes, because you know the implications for the bus of not building the plaza. We have to cater for. We've major challenges. We have to cater for more longer Lewis Cross City trams. We have to cater for a higher frequency in Lewis Cross City. Our view has been, and by the way, we're also under pressure to restore the level of pedestrian priority at all crossing points along the north-south corridor. Our view is that we cannot do that and maintain a conflicting traffic movement, predominantly made up of buses east-west at College Green. So it's precisely for the reasons that the inspector gave for refusing this that we believe the inspector should have granted this have recommended the granting of this.
Where, I suppose the question would be, where would the buses go? Because they're not coming down Dame Street anymore. Parliament Street, well, maybe there was questions about would the Quays be able to cope with the number of pedestrians on the footpaths of the Quays. Did you understand those concerns?
I found that one, like, if there was an issue about the width of footpaths, that could have been addressed by a condition to widen the footpaths. Our view is that yes, it is an inconvenience for certain bus passengers. Buses could go down Dame Street, they just turn around and go back. They could have done that, but the on balance we felt that it was quite a reasonable alternative that we had offered for a bus. Like, let's be clear, no organisation is more committed to facilitating bus transport than Dublin City Council. And we've implemented a whole range of measures throughout the city centre in particular, to give priority to buses.
Yeah.
The reality here is that we had a choice between optimising the use of Lewis Cross City. And it's our view, and it's still our view, that we cannot operate Lewis Cross City to its full potential and maintain a very problematic, conflicting traffic movement, namely east-west traffic at College Green. And that's just the reality.
Okay, the board, just lastly on the traffic side of things, the board criticised the traffic analysis done by the council, said it was not satisfied, it was sufficient to accurately quantify the traffic impacts of the proposed development. Do you accept that criticism?
No, I don't. I think, we were particularly disappointed with the board's transportation assessment. It seemed to us it was based on a very traditional, out-of-date roads engineering approach. I thought we've moved beyond that.
One that, what, prioritised cars, you're saying, over public transport?
There were a lot of references to the impact on the M50 and, you know, wider considerations. And, in our view, this is all about sustaining a high quality of public transport and catering for growth in public transport. We have the road network we have. We have to use it more effectively. If we're to cater for the expansion of Lewis Cross City, and there's been a huge investment in Lewis Cross City, it's our view that unfortunately we cannot do that and accommodate the existing bus movements east-west. We felt, and if we, you know, if we just do nothing, a la the kind of board's decision, nothing will work. So we have to do something. We felt this was the best option. Clearly it was inconvenient for some bus users, but overall bus passengers would be better off than if we do nothing.
Where are we at now? Because I think a lot of people, I think you said a lot of people will be disappointed with this. I think that's true. I have to admit, I felt disappointment myself yesterday when I heard the news, because I think the idea of a plaza is a wonderful idea. But is this dead? Is it back to the drawing board, or is it dead in the water?
I suppose our analysis of the board's decision is that the plaza proposal, there's no variant of the plaza that would work with the board, but the kind of approach taken by the board and its inspector, I think that's a non-runner. I think that the City Council, probably working with the NTA, would probably have to look at what traffic management measures we can take to make sure that we can address the challenges we face, particularly with the longer Lewis carriages and the increased frequency of Lewis. And then in time, I suspect, you know, the east-west traffic will disappear, you know, because we won't be able to accommodate it. It might be appropriate at that stage, when there is no east-west traffic, to go back with a plaza proposal.
But reading between the lines of what you're saying there, you're not back at the drawing board this morning. You're saying, look, the board aren't going to accept any revised proposal from us. We'll just look after this, but we're not coming back with any proposals.
I think we will have to rely on traffic management changes to meet the challenges we face in catering for public transport in the city centre. When we looked at the board's decision, our view was that many of the traffic management changes that we've implemented over the last 15 years wouldn't have got approval from the board if they'd gone to the board, given the rationale they've applied.
Can I take from that, though, Owen, that you're not coming back anytime soon with a fresh proposal for a plaza on College Green?
I think that's pretty definite.
Okay. That is, why do other cities in Europe, how come they're decades ahead with this? They did this in the 70s, in the 1980s. Why do we struggle with such projects?
Well, it is disappointing. I mean, that we're still at this stage. I mean, I think we had a very intensive consultation, and it's very interesting to see, despite massive investment in consultation, and there was a huge amount of support, all the traditional groups lined out against us, you know. Like, it's very difficult. The business community were always for it and against it at the same time. Huge numbers of businesses objected. Everyone who perceived they were worse off, you know, togged out against it. And of course, you know, there were car parks who feel that we should run traffic to suit access to car parks. There are hoteliers who feel that the primary purpose is to make sure they get unimpeded access. It's a very challenging environment to do anything in this city.
Owen Keegan, Chief Executive of Dublin City Council, thanks indeed for coming in to us this morning. Back in a moment with all the sport, including Martin O'Neill insists Ireland will qualify for Euro 2020. There you go now.